So about a dozen years ago, I was hired. I had one of the most trying months of my professional career. I was hired to be a road manager for a package tour that went out. It was a tour of musicians from the Caribbean. And it went out for a month along the East Coast around this time of the year. And the way it was supposed to start was the first 4 days were supposed to be all the artists would come together and we'd block the show and we'd figure out how it all run together and then we'd go out on the road. And the first 4 days, a hurricane and then a tropical storm and then another hurricane went over the island of Haiti and one of the artists was just stuck there. And I think that's my phone, sorry. And we just watched these storms come over the island, and the artists couldn't come in. We just watched it. We're like, oh my God, we can do this thing. 4 days of just wasted time. And finally, 6 hours before the show starts, this artist, Tikoka and Wanganeges, arrive in the United States at the end of October with no jackets, freezing cold, and get off the plane, and we get them right to the stage for like one quick sound check. And the way this band was set up is that it had a tenor banjo and some drums, and this beautiful singer and an accordion player. And the accordion was very key to their sound. And he gets up in front of the microphone, and he presses on his accordion, and it's just like nothing. And I was like, oh no, okay. I figured that maybe like the pressure from the plane destroyed the accordion. And here's the thing, I'm really good at what I do. I was able to get a new accordion for this guy and this accordion to an accordion repair shop, and the show started. The next day I get a call from the accordion repair shop. It had nothing to do with the bellows inside of the accordion. The guy opened up the accordion, and it was infested with hundreds of Haitian cockroaches. So not only do we have to pay for the repair of the accordion, but we had to pay for this expert exterminator to come in and clear out hundreds of Haitian cockroaches, which had taken over this guy's workshop. But that was not the worst part of this tour. So the thing about these tours, and I've actually been hired to do a couple of them, and they're always kind of horrible, is that when you have 20 or 25 musicians on the road, you really need parity. You cannot have one artist that's a diva or throws everything off. And in this tour, we had a diva. There's a musician named The Mighty Sparrow. I don't know if any... Has anybody ever heard of The Mighty Sparrow before? Silence. Okay. So I'm going to give you a quick little bit of history. So Calypso music is from Trinidad and Tobago, and one of the most important musicians of all time from Calypso music is the Mighty Sparrow. Now, Calypso music is kind of fun and danceable, but really at the core of Calypso music, it's about the wordplay and double entendre. It's like the history of hip-hop goes back to this Calypso sound, and Mighty Sparrow in the 1950s was the king of this. He could write rhymes that could just destroy politicians, but were fun, and it was really great. But this was the mid-2000s, and the Mighty Sparrow was in his 70s, and he was not the Mighty Sparrow of the 50s, and he was on this tour. The other thing about the Mighty Sparrow is he had 56 children. This is not a lie. He had 56 children with just about as many women. And when we were out on the road, 56 children and over 200 grandchildren would just show up at different venues demanding to come backstage. And it was like impossible to manage this. You know, it would be like 40, 50 people at a time. And, you know, we're at these performing arts centers and they wanted these guest lists. And it was just people being like, I'm his kid, I'm his grandkid. And there was no way to manage it. The other thing about the Mighty Sparrow is that the man really liked Budweiser. Really like Budweiser, and I spent a month screaming with this man about how to, like, just trying to negotiate, like, when he couldn't have Budweiser. Because when he didn't have his Budweiser before show, he was like, it was like 1956 in Trinidad. He was just electric. But when he had one drink, it was a disaster. And the other thing about these shows is we would tour these performing arts centers. So we would get there in the morning, and we'd set up, and then generally we'd have a show with elementary school kids. And he really liked his Budweiser. And so if he didn't drink a Budweiser, he would, like, tell the kids about his history, and they would just be like, this is amazing. Give the man one Budweiser. And the thing is, with Calypso music, is you had these very political songs, but the man could also work blue. And in advance of this, I decided to come up with a list of all of the blue songs I can remember. So I'm going to give it real quickly. We have Saltfish, Sell to Pussy, Moorcock, Afraid to Pussy, Bite Me, Bacchanal Party, A Bag O' Sugar Down There, Benwood Dick, Big Bamboo, Da Raper Man, Fat Pussy Cat and Rat, Hairy Spider, Lego Mystique, Oriental Touch, Pussy Laughing at Me, Sex Education, and Willie Dead. There was a lot more than that, but give the man one drink, and I would have to be so apologetic to principals as he's singing Pussy Bite Me and gyrating on stage in front of third graders. And this happened over and over and over again until I was just like, this tour has got to end. And it finally ended, and we did not say goodbye. I've worked in this field for 20 some odd years, and he's the only musician who I consider an enemy. And I thought I was done with him. But in the middle of the tour, he actually lost his deposit check, which was a $10,000 check. And the organization I was working with agreed, like, okay, he lost it. He needs his money. The man had a lot of debts. We will recut him a check. Now, the thing I didn't know about when you cancel a check, you know it's only for 30 days? Did you know this? When you cancel a check, it's not for a lifetime. 5 years after this tour, I got a call from the organization. There was a $10,000 check cashed from the Mighty Sparrow, who disappeared from the face of the earth for a number of years, with this money, happy as a clam, and I am glad I will never have to see that man ever again. Thank you very much.